Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. You know, one of the telltale signs that you may be drifting away from God is self-reliance. And I think self-reliance is interesting and a little bit tricky because I think it works itself out in two different ways. I think when we become self-reliant, when we begin to rely on our own emotions and our own heart and our own mind for the decisions that we need to make, and we stop relying on God, I believe it leads us in one of two directions, either an overinflated view of self, right? That overemphasizes our own capabilities, or this like low view of self, this deep well of insecurity that we begin to draw from that ultimately says, hey, you're not good enough. You're not worthy enough. You couldn't make this happen. This is not in you. You don't have the ability or the capability to do any of this. And I think that's the tricky thing about self-reliance is the moment that we begin to rely on self and stop relying on God, we either fall into insecurity or an overinflated view of ourselves. Like we become too self-confident in who we are. And for me, if I'm just being honest, I think both things are things that I wrestle with and pretty clear indicators that I've like drifted away from God. But I think there is a solution to that. And I think we can find it in the scriptures. I want to read it to you. It actually says this. The scriptures say this in Hebrews 2. It says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. That's all I got. Hebrews 2 verse 1. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. So what the author is positioning here is that if we are not listening carefully to the truth that we've heard, right, to the truth of what Jesus has said, to the understanding and the truth and the knowledge of the sacrifice of Jesus, if we are not listening carefully, adhering to the word of God, the truth, who is Jesus? Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. If we are not listening carefully and adhering to the truth, we will drift away from it. If we are not connected to the source, then we will drift away from the source. If we are not anchored in the word, then our ships will drift away from the word. That is the truth. So when we begin to feel these emotions of self-reliance, that can be an indicator to our own souls that, hey, you have forgotten what the truth is said. I was thinking about this the other day. I was headed into a meeting and I was actually feeling not super self-confident, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't know. I pride myself, or in the past I've prided myself on being someone who has a certain level of, you know, confidence walking into a room, walking into a meeting, walking into a conversation. That's just kind of who I am. That's in my nature. I have this, you know, if we're looking at the Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 8. And so I walk in and I'm confident and I'm tough, but God has just been doing a lot of stuff in me. And like, that's not always I don't walk in with that bravado so much anymore. That's not always like my outward facing personality any longer. It's really become like this dependence on God. Now, when I walk in overly confident into a space and I have this like overinflated view of self, that's how I can know, you know what? I'm not relying on God right now. I'm relying on my giftings. I'm relying on my talent. I'm relying on my personality or who I've been shaped to be by my own experience. I'm not relying on God to get me through this. Or when I begin to be like woefully insecure, which actually that's what I was a couple of days ago walking into this meeting. I just was like, I'm insecure about who I am. I'm insecure about what I'm doing right now. I'm insecure about like my conversations right now. What do I do? And I literally had to remind myself of truth. So I opened up the word of God and I was like, I'm just going to read this psalm until it leaps into my heart. Dead serious. Like I just like proclaimed Psalm 27 over my life. And I'm like, this is who God is. And as a result of this being who God is, this is who he says that I am. And so I'm going to live this out. This is who he is. And I'm going to live in that truth today. And what it did was it gave me that dependence on God, because I went to God with what it is that I was dealing with. I went to God with my self-reliance, because my self-reliance made me get to this place of insecurity. I was pulling from this well of insecurity because of my own self-reliance. And God led me by the power of His Spirit to dependence on Him, which boosted my confidence, not in myself, but in Him. You see, I think it's so important for us to listen carefully to the truth that we have heard, to go back to the Word of God, to understand what is true. Because if we can see truth, if we can see the beauty of truth, then we can stay close to that truth. In those moments of self-reliance where we either have this overinflated view of self or this overemphasization, that's not even a word, but like if we're overemphasizing our own capabilities, or we're pulling from a deep well of insecurity, we can find our way back to center. We can find our way back to Jesus simply by reminding ourselves of the truth. And maybe that truth for you today is, hey, God will never leave you or forsake you. God is with you to the end of the age. He loves you. He cares for you. God loves you so much that He gave His only Son so that whoever would believe in Him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. You're the righteousness of Christ. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God sees you and He sees His Son. Maybe truth is what you need to be reminded of today, as because perhaps maybe your heart has drifted away from the heart of God. But let truth be your anchor today. Let the Word of God be your anchor today. Spend some time getting into the Word of God, because we must listen very carefully to the truth that we have heard so that we do not drift away, so that we do not drift away from dependence on God and into self-reliance, so that we don't drift away from dependence on God and drift into reliance on self. My heart and my prayer for you today and my encouragement for you today is to lean on the Word of God. If you're feeling insecure, if you're feeling a little bit puffed up, lean on the Word of God. Let that truth be your anchor today, to anchor you to the heart of God, what God has to say about you, what God has for you, and a reminder of who you are in Christ Jesus. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.